Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Yes, hi. My name is Melanie Fox. I'm calling with my mother, Joanne Hart. We're looking to switch agencies.
Yes, you were just transferred from Jasmine, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys until you're ready to start, okay? I just wanted to tell you the process quickly. There are two steps that need to happen to transfer, okay? Step number one is for the caregiver. Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, yeah, you would need to complete a list of hiring requirements to start getting paid with us, okay? So I'll have those texted over now while we're on the phone. They can all be done online. You don't have to go in person for any of it. And, yeah, it should be pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, you can respond back to the text or call, okay, that number.
Okay.
Now, the second thing is for the insurance to send us an authorization that allows us to service, okay? Now, do you guys have a specific date that you're looking to start?
This Monday.
This Monday. All right. So that's doable. As long as all your paperwork is in by then, we'll reach out to the insurance to see what they can do to have us all set up for then. The service coordinator is going to need to speak with your mother about just to confirm the transfer. So you'll be hearing from her. Or if you have her number, you can call her directly. Okay. Basically it. Do you have any questions for me?
Do you need my email for anything or just my cell phone number?
So for now, your cell phone's okay. I sent everything to your cell phone, and when you're filling out the application, you'll put in your email, so we'll get it there.
Okay. Here it is. Okay.
Okay. If you want, I can email you the requirements if that's easier for you.
No, this is okay. I'm sure I'll be able to, hopefully, you know.
Yeah, you can send it to yourself, maybe. All right, so also, just so you know, you'll be working with two people to get started. Monica is in charge of the onboarding requirements for you, and I'll be helping out mainly with the authorization for the insurance. So if you look in the beginning of the text, it should say, hi, this is Monica, because it's her number, okay?
Okay, it says here that you need two IDs.
Mm-hmm.
State ID, what's DL?
So a driver's license, or if you don't have any of those, you can also send a passport, a birth certificate, legal ID is okay.
Okay, so I have a state ID and I have a social.
Yep,
is that
those
okay?
Two are fine. Yep, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
And then we would need a two-year proof of residency. So that's any document that has your name and address from 2 years ago or earlier. So that can be, I gave some examples there, but it can be an expired ID, a pay stub, a bank statement, any sort of invoice that proves that you lived in PA.
No problem.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I can do that.
Okay.
I have my new, I just got a new lease, so is that fine?
If it's dated from 2023.
Oh, okay. So,
Yes.
I'm trying to
check. Check if you have any old IDs or any, you can even ask your bank for an old statement or an old job for a statement, for a pay stub. If you can't find it.
Okay, because I have W-2s.
Yep, that should be fine. I believe. Double check it has your address, and that we can accept that, yeah.
Okay, so it has to be from 2023.
Yeah, 2023 or before. You can send it, and we'll let you know whether or not we can approve it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Any more questions?
So I just got to do, click on all these links and fill them out?
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll be in touch. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.